I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, well, Pepsi is going to love this one right here. Police in Kentucky. God, before I moved here to Indy to be on the show with you guys, I worked in Evansville, Indiana. And it was amazing. And Kentucky was right there, like just miles away. So this story, I know exactly where it happened at. Police in Kentucky say a man dressed in a Coca-Cola bottle costume robbed a Henderson restaurant.
Body like a Coke bottle.
Dispatchers confirmed the call came in about 6:50 yesterday morning at the Rally's on North 41, my favorite spot.
Oh yeah, you love the ice cream there, right?
I love Rally's.
That
as a matter
is
of
so
fact,
weird.
Matter of fact, the new area near Broad Ripple where I moved at, there is a Rally's.
There's a Rally's, not a Checkers, a Rally's.
It is a Rally's, and they're gonna know me by name because I got that swirl waffle cone, baby.
I mean, I constantly hear people talk about the seasoned fries there or whatever. I never hear people say, besides you, that the ice cream is fire.
I'm just saying, Rally's and Checkers, pay up. I'm ready to endorse you guys, okay? Police say the costume suspect was also armed with a handgun and was able to steal over $500 in cash. The suspect left the scene, heading north on Highway 41, which is the big thing. They're going, you know, between Kentucky and Indiana. There's a bridge right there, in a gray minivan. The restaurant had not yet opened, and the manager was the only person there. Luckily, they're okay, and nobody's hurt, but they don't really have any information. So down there, they're saying if you got Crime Stoppers or the local police department, give them a ring. Let me tell you right now, they're not going to catch this guy.
That
you don't
is
think
crazy.
So?
I don't think so. I mean, they're good people, but I don't think they'll catch him. This is such a crummy thing to do. A California man attacked a Safeway employee with a baguette Sunday evening. According to police who arrested the man on battery charges, investigators allege that the guy named Adam entered the supermarket just before midnight and began yelling and screaming. Why do you gotta yell and scream? Like, why can't you just come in there like, hey, I'm really hungry. Do you guys have any food? Or I'm really thirsty. Why do you gotta yell and stuff? He was ignored by employees, which I would do too. And they said, listen, dude, leave our business. Well, an employee called the cops to the store, but prior to the arrival of the cops, the guy started pushing and hitting people, and he even struck an employee upside the head multiple times with a loaf of French bread. Take that.
Is that the actual sound of the bread?
Yeah.
The actual sound of the guy, right?
Dang, yeah. That hurt. I'll do it again. Back away. You hit me again. Shame on you. The employee did not sustain any major injuries during the baguette attack, but he did want to press charges.
I freaking love that hot French bread. Like, you buy it, like, ready and hot in the bakery part of, like, Walmart.
Oh, yeah, you
I
can smell
that
it when
French
you walk
bread.
In. I feel like that's kind of like a turn-on thing. Like, oh, yeah, it hit me in the face with that warm French bread.
I mean, I'd be down.
Yeah, I like that baguette. And your final story today for the dummy of the day. The things we do to impress women, am I right, guys? An 18-year-old guy in Florida over the weekend broke into his uncle's house and stole his police uniform and his police car. Then he took it out for a ride, picked up his buddies, pulled a car over, and even responded to a call to break up a fight outside of a convenience store.
Whoa!
Might have been the baguette attack. We don't know here. All of this to impress his girlfriend. He was busted when his uncle got home and noticed, wait a minute, my house has been broken into. The guy was arrested on 8 different charges, including grand theft, armed burglary, and impersonating a law enforcement officer. That kid, I feel like, is going to jail. Like, I don't know how you get probation for doing any of that.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Bottom line, watch your baguettes. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.